Blog Talk Radio.
An internet weight loss sensation.
One man's incredible journey from obese and bedridden to fit with endless capability.
He was overweight, depressed, unable to walk on his own until one man gave him the courage to change his life forever.
He came across a yoga DVD by an unlikely instructor, former wrestler Diamond Dallas Page.
Over the last 12 years, I developed this amazing program I now call DDP Yoga.
With more than 7 million hits on YouTube, Arthur Borman's physical transformation is shocking and inspiring.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say DDP Yoga pretty much changed my life.
What's up? I'm Tito Ortiz. I just got done working out with DDP. Something I'm going to use for my training.
This is Rob Van Dam, here to tell you firsthand. YRG's no joke.
This is Mark Farrell. My life has been forever changed because of a workout called DDP Yoga.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
It's DDP
Radio.
Self high five.
Good God, and welcome to another episode of DDP Radio. I am Diamond Dallas Page, and actually sitting right next to me is the monster motivator, Doug Steffen. How you doing tonight, bro?
Awesome.
We've had a jam-packed couple of days since he got here. I want to welcome my boy Robert here, who keeps it all together. How you doing tonight, bro?
Hanging in there, brother.
Awesome, awesome. And I know Sparky, he's got a Sparky's got a gig with the hockey league with his little boy tonight, so I know he couldn't be here, but we are joined by the one and only Stacey Morris. How are you, baby?
Hey, I'm doing great. How's everyone else?
Really, really good. And people who have can't get Stacey's video recently, because we got a lot of people asking about that, it's because they came through and boofed us on the music. So we're just going to lay that music back on and get that up there. But if you have anybody who wants to see Stacey's amazing transformation on DDP Yoga, if you just go to the transformation site, the one where Terry Lang, she actually does a little introduction when she surprised Stacey, because Terry had a huge part along with me in helping Stacey to achieve her goals. And it's just really heart-wrenching video. As a matter of fact, she's going to be our guest next week, right, Stace?
Yes, and I'm really excited because she's made some amazing headway. I mean, she was already looking fabulous, but she did a little fine tuning with the food and certain food choices. And you see her more often than I do, but you said she's looking absolutely spectacular.
Amazing. And when women say, "Well, I just can't do this, I just can't do that," well, she's a woman, and she'll get into it in detail next week. Because she got no shame in her game at all. Mm-hmm. And she always had, like, the bigger thighs, you know, and she just couldn't get rid of those since a little girl. But now, at 61, they're gone. And if you think the pictures are bullshit, well, there's only four more spots open. There's only four more rooms I'm letting into the retreat, the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza, because I can't go over a certain number. I've already maxed it out, but I'm allowing four more rooms. So if you've been thinking about the retreat, go to ddpyoga.com or just go right to that site of www.ddpyogaretreat.com, and you can see the whole shebang there. And I know, Stacey, I know you're coming with Bill, and Bill is like master chef. What's the most amazing thing he's cooked you lately?
Well, actually, tonight for dinner, he made me these absolutely amazing crab cakes, gluten-free. And he's really thinking of doing those as an appetizer on the retreat. They were just out of this world.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's the biggest thing. I haven't had crab cakes in so long because I just don't eat the gluten. But he'll put the different flours in there and make it amazing. Because we just don't work out. You know, it isn't just about working out, and we do get a couple workouts in a day if you want. If you want to make one, you make one. But, you know, we also eat amazing food there. And, you know, a lot of us party. You know, a lot of us won't be. You know, I know Jake's coming this year, and he won't be.
And I'm not a big drinker. For the most part, I, you know, drink seltzer, and nobody looked at me funny. You know, that's just everyone does. They're free to do their own thing, and nobody judges.
Yeah, and everybody hangs out, and it's an awesome time. So if you're lucky enough to make it this year, if not, you know, if it's too much for you, or if you can't, if you got shut out, because I'll guarantee you in the next 3 weeks, they will be completely sold out. And it's going to be a party at a different level. And we've got so many surprises that are going to come down there as well. But one of the things I want to mention, we do a cooking and baking demonstration. And Chef Bill is one of the people, Stacy's man, comes in, and he does an amazing job. So that's just another special treat there. My daughter Brittany's going to be this year, and she's going to do some amazing gluten-free and dairy-free baking that's going to roll your eyes over, because she just made us something tonight. What exactly was that, Doug? What did she make tonight?
That was a snapper risotto? Snapper risotto?
Yeah, snapper risotto.
Oh,
and what
my God.
She took snapper, and she used this perfect gluten-free flour blend, and what she did was she browned it in the pan, and then she made this this scampi type sauce. Not scampi, it was a lemon olive oil. I can't really know what the hell it was. All I know is we ate like gavones. It was 4 pounds, four guys, and her. We just destroyed it all. It was all gone. She thought she was going to actually have a break from some stuff from lunch, and it was all wiped out. But you know that's a little taste of what the retreat is like, and it is an awesome time. You can come for 3 days, 4 days, or five. You know, Dougie, I think you said you're going for 9, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm going for 9.
he's going for in too early and staying out a day later. So it's going to be a great time. I want to thank a few announcements before I go back to questions for Stacy there. I got a few announcements. I want to thank everyone out there who nominated DDP Yoga for the Shorty Awards. We ended up in first place, and we were 200 votes over anybody. I think it was 180 votes over the other girl, who was amazing, by the way. Because, you know, I don't know what kind of background she's got, but she got a lot of people voting for her. I want to give her a big thumbs up. So now it's up to the judges, and they mark on what you actually really do in social fitness, which anybody knows I'm, like, obsessed with it because I've got a lot of help. My buddy Bill, who helps me with the Twitter and some of the stuff on Facebook and Yoga Doc, I mean, we get bombarded. You know, of course, Robert takes a lot of this office as well, and you know, because I just can't do everything. But anything you get a direct thing from me, it's from me. And that's no bullshit. That's a straight talk. As far as Facebook, we are over 19,000 likes and 2,000 bumps, but I don't know what the hell that means. I just know there are over 19,000 likes on DDP Yoga Facebook. If you're listening, you want to go by and hear about what we're talking about. And don't take my word for anything. Don't take Stacy, who lost 185 pounds in 18 months and has kept it off how many years, Dahl?
Oh, my God. It's 4 years now.
4 years. This isn't about 60 days. Ooh, look at my abs. This is like, wow, look at my life. Doug, you lost 100 pounds in how many months?
9 months.
9 months. How long you kept it off?
2.5 years now.
2.5 years. You know, it's a lifestyle. And, you know, Dougie, you're going to be in Mexico with us.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's going to be awesome, man. Okay, I got a couple other announcements here. Let's hear it. So I said that I will be at Funk Fitness this Saturday in Brighton, Michigan, and it is it's an awesome place there. The Funks are some of my favorite people. I'm really looking forward to hooking up with them when I get up there. And we got two different workshops we're going to do. I believe one's at like 9 o'clock or something like that, or somewhere around there, and the other one's around 1 o'clock. So you definitely want to check that out if you're anywhere near Brighton, Michigan. If you're in the Atlanta area, March 2nd is our next ultimate workshop. You can do the whole food and extravaganza workouts and everything. You'll spend a bunch, 6-7 hours with us, or you can just do the workout. I think that's about 2.5 to 3 hours, which it isn't all about the workout. We really get into all my workshops. I really get into the positioning, really get into breathing. I really get into dynamic resist and break it down. And Louis just finished a workshop promo that we did off the one we did at my house, and he really did a great job on it. And by the way, Louis is down to the lowest weight he's been since he was a sophomore in high school. He's down like 108 pounds right now. And
nice.
Yeah, he's actually working really hard, and you know, he actually has Jake even and cheering him on, which in itself is a trip. I know a lot of people have been asking about Jake's Twitter, and the only Twitter that is Jake, and it's the real Jake, Jake Snake DDT. That's Jake Snake DDT, and that's the official Jake Roberts Twitter account. And I know a lot of you have heard about Scott Hall, and Scott Hall coming into the accountability crib. And yes, he is here, and he just took over his Twitter, which a very good friend of both of ours, her name is Gina, and she is the one who's been watching over that account and keeping word, positive word out there about Scott Hall. But that's at Scott Hall NWO, all capital letters. At Scott Hall NWO, Scotty will be putting tweets out here and there. His mentor right now is Jake Roberts, and that's funny within itself because is now Jake is a mentor to Twitter. That's a little crazy. Yeah, and just to let you know, you'll the video will be going up either tonight. I think it goes up tonight about Scott putting a little something on the video that we originally released that got like a crazy amount of hits. We reposted it again with Scott on the front end of it. And I just want anybody to know who's out there that Scott Hall and Jake Roberts and Kevin Nash and all of us, the same team. We are all brothers. We've always been like that. And we got nothing but love for all of us. And I'm so excited about, you know, all the different things that we got happening for Scott right now. And, you know, I really feel good about it. And I know he does. And that's what really matters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what really matters. Before I get into our guests, which I'm really excited about bringing them on here tonight, I just want to go to you, Stacey. Do you have a couple things you want to bring out first?
Yeah, I wanted to say last week I posted a really good gluten-free dessert on my website, StaceyMorris.com. And if you like the combination of chocolate and cherries, then you're going to love the dessert.
Oh, my.
And, yeah. It actually came about as a result of a mistake that I made. I'm doing recipe testing for my cookbook. And but it sometimes the best things come from mistakes, so check it out. I also wanted to say that my mom, who's never had a weight problem, she was always the skinny one, you know, in the family.
Right.
And just from watching me, she got kind of curious about gluten-free eating, you know, and she's like, well, maybe I'll try it. You know, I do have a few pounds to lose. And so without any effort, without any sacrifice, she just started really making changes in her cereals and her breads. She's down 10 pounds without even trying. So
wow.
If anyone's on the fence, you just got to give it a shot because I haven't heard one person say that they've noticed no change after going gluten-free, you know. And the last thing I want to say is I went shopping yesterday, and I found the most adorable little red dress in a size 6.
Oh, my.
It makes everything worth it, you know, all the sweating, all the double black diamonds, you know, all the little extra shopping trips for gluten-free. It's every ounce of it's worth it, you know, just putting that size 6 dress on and sashaying around the Ralph Lauren store. I was like, yes. So just wanted to share that with everyone.
And I've got something real quick too. With Sparky, we actually had a surprise. I didn't even know about him. Surprise, I guess, guest host call in. Are you there, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, Yoga Doc.
Yeah. Hey, Yoga Doc.
Yoga Doc.
What's up? What's up? How's it going, people?
Yoga Doc is back in the mix. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, Yoga Doc, I'm about to bring on our, and I know you are a huge football fan, and this guy had just a stellar college career, played in the Arena Football League. He is a former Florida Gator, man, and played for Coach Steve Spurrier, and just an amazing athlete who went on to, in 2009, head to FCW, which is the, you know, that's the developmental league for the WWE, and spent a couple of years there before he got his first shot on as a man coming into the SmackDown, you know, on Thursday and Friday nights there, just, you know, made an impact coming in. And he's a stud and a good buddy of mine, part of the tag team, the prime time players with my buddy Darren Young, the one and only Titus O'Neil. Welcome to the show, bro.
What's going on, Diddy? What's going on, Dallas? How are you?
Awesome. Before I even get anything with you, Titus, I do want to let everybody know, if you want to talk to Titus, you have any questions for Titus, or if you got a question for Stacey or myself, you can call in right now and get in the queue, and first come, first serve, and we only let this go so long. So if you're interested in calling in, go to, or should say, pick up the phone and call 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. And if you're, you know, someone doesn't like, you know, you're afraid to pick up the phone to call in or whatever, well, you can always head over to Stacy and go, if you're in a chat room, and send her over a question, and she'll text over to me over here and let me know, and then we'll bring that question out there. So Titus, man, I know that you, today's a day off, and anytime the boys, as much as you guys are on the road, take the time to come on to the show, I'm really appreciative, man. So, you know, what's your schedule been like lately, bro?
It's been hectic, been on the road a lot, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I didn't get into this business with the notion that I just have every weekend off, or any weekends off for the matter.
That's right.
But also, I also got into it with the understanding that if I was going to, you know, commit to it full speed, with everything, mind, heart, and soul, that I'm definitely going to look to reap the most amount of rewards from it. And rewards isn't just monetary rewards, you know, it's winning championships and being able to go around the world and establish yourself as a person, a character, and as a person that can inspire and motivate millions of people, similar to what you're doing with DDP Yoga, helping people change lives. I try to do it every morning on Twitter, at Titus O'Neil, WWE, first thing in the morning. The inspirational message, try to get everybody's days going. I usually start before everybody. You usually start before everybody. It's been good, you know. Definitely don't see, I just actually put my boys to bed before I got ready to call. We sat here and we watched Daddy lose tonight at main event against a great competitor in Justin Gabriel. The sun will rise tomorrow, and I'll get up and get ready to just keep going at it.
Absolutely, man. You know, I always say it's not about how many times you go down, it's about how many times you get back up again.
Yep.
You know, and that's just got to be like the motto, because you know, you only get there by moving forward, no matter what. If you're going to fall forward.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, definitely.
So give people a little background. I mean, because you had a stellar football career, man. Where'd you play high school ball? Where'd you grow up?
I went to high school in Live Oak, Suwanee. It's in a little small town in North Florida, country town. We were known for football at the time. We're the only team in the state to win 4 state championships in a row.
Really?
In state history. And in the state of Florida, that's pretty big.
Yeah, so,
you know, I left there. I was the number one recruit in the country. Could have went to any school in the country. I windowed down to Tennessee, Ohio State, Florida State, and Florida, and I chose the University of Florida.
And why did you do that? Why did you pick that school?
I just, you know, you go to different places, and you just get a good feeling about, you know, the guys that are there, the coaches that are there. And I just did my research from the academic side, and I knew that if I got a degree from the University of Florida, I really wouldn't have to worry about getting, you know, hunting for a job too long, you know. It's one of the strongest alumni bases in the country. Team was young, you know, the team was young at the time, and I felt like we can go there and win a national championship, and that's exactly what I did my first year there.
Yeah, boy, you gotta love that. And, you know, people, you know, that's a really, you know, any younger guys who are listening to this that are athletes, and we get all different demographics that actually listen to this show. You know, making a decision when you are, you know, heading into, you know, the world of athletics on a college level, especially a top, you know, level like that, so much, you know, play into the academics. And that was really, that just hit me as you were saying that, you know, how strong the alumni is and, you know, and helping each other, because it is really a sort of a brotherhood, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Gator Nation is a real thing. I can go anywhere in the world, and there'll be a Gator there. much like my fraternity and on the Omega Psi Phi. So I'm linked to two of the top networks in the world, and very proud to represent both of them strong each week and week in and week out. You know, I like the principles that my fraternity stands for, and I love the pride that the University of Florida, not just in athletics but in academics, how they strive to continue to be at the top in every category, in every field, no matter what you're going there to major in or study. If you want to be a doctor, you want to be an attorney, they want to be the best of everything. And that's good to be in that type of environment because you're able to understand that it's not just about you, you know, it's about what you represent. And so, you know, I know you didn't start DDP Yoga because you only were having problems. You started DDP Yoga because the people around you were having problems, and you found a way to help facilitate each. You can't coach everybody the same. Everybody's at different skill levels, but at the end of the day, you provided an opportunity for someone to take advantage of and better their life, you know, for the long haul. And you don't have to go in and claim, you know, 300-400 pounds of weight to do it. You can do it in the living room, in the backyard, or wherever. You know, I wouldn't do it in my backyard because it's too many ants and everything else back there.
Well, one of the things that we talked about when we first met, and I will bring it up in a minute because you sort of sought me out, man, because you wanted to know more, and that's why I immediately connected to you because that's what I would have done. But, mm-hmm. you know, after playing, you play all those years in high school, and there's yep. guys who just high school ball, and you know, they get to their late 30s, their 40s, they're beat up. They only played high school ball.
Yeah.
They never played college ball, and especially at the level you played it. But then to go from that, and I actually think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like to me that arena football is even harder hitting than the NFL. Is that possible?
Yeah, because, well, the hits are about the same. It's just you take more of them in arena because the space is smaller. And you actually, when I was playing, you had to play offense and defense. So nobody in the NFL has to play offense, defense, and run down on kickoff special teams. So it is a different. It's like playing basketball on a football field, you know. So you had to be agile, quick, be able to move, you know, and have some endurance. And so that's what I tell people all the time, you know, what I'm doing right now is harder than anything that I've ever done, simply because I never did it before, one. And two, there's so many other components. Like, I know if I lift weights, I do certain things, I do certain techniques. You know, this is my position. I'm a defensive end. This is what I do. Well, in sports entertainment, every crowd is different. Every match is going to be different. Every situation is going to be different. And so your body has to be able to adjust and adapt to those things. One night you may have a 15-minute match. Next night you might have a 5-minute match. You know, and the night after that you might have a 35-minute match. So your body has to be able to take that, plus the travel, you know, sometimes 300-400 miles, you know, whether it be flying or driving or whatever it may be. And you're doing that 3, 4, 5 nights consecutively in a row. And sometimes 14, as you know, go overseas to Europe, you're doing it 14 days straight. You know, you're not going to have the energy to get up and go and lift a whole bunch of weights all the time. So for me, strength has never been an issue. You know, it's always been about flexibility for me. And so when I saw the opportunity to enhance that, and I was already kind of taking hot yoga classes here anyway, but then when everybody started talking, you know, Kane started telling me about it, and Jericho started telling me about it, and different guys were telling me, you know, hey, I'm trying to do this DDP yoga. And, you know, those guys obviously have been in this business for a very long time. So if anybody would know what it takes to maintain and continue to go on, it would be those guys. So if they were doing it, you know, it makes sense that I would do it too, you know. And then the good thing that I'm starting it now early in my career in this so that I can, you know, hopefully add a few years to my career because I want to be here for a while.
Absolutely. Anybody who's listening just came on the show late, we're talking to Titus O'Neil. We're talking about primetime player Titus O'Neil from the WWE and what an amazing career you've had right up till this point. And having the education, and I can't stress that enough. So many kids always say, Diamond, I want to be a wrestler so bad. I want it more than anything. The first thing I tell them is get your education. I'm not talking about high school degree. I'm talking about college degree. In this day and age, you know, when you stop wrestling, what do you got?
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
You got yourself a network of people in a great school with a great education. So I know you'll already be thinking about what you're doing when you're getting ready to work your way out of the, you know, out of it. But you just got here, so we ain't talking about that. We're talking about,
I already know. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, but I already know where I'm going when I leave here, and it's no secret. I'm going back to the University of Florida. I'm going to coach football, and I'll make great money there, and I'll change lives there. So it's just no – I'm not worried about losing the job, you know, not worried about not having a job. I always have a job. I'm not worried about that. So what I'm trying to do is make sure that I'm the best at the job that I'm currently in, and that's my goal is, you know, whenever my career ends here, I want to make sure that I've made a statement, I've made a mark, I've made some money, saved some money, more importantly, and build a legacy, you know, continue to build a legacy for my kids, not just because daddy was a WWE superstar, but because daddy went to college, daddy got a master's degree, daddy's in the University of Florida Hall of Fame, daddy played professional football, daddy was a WWE superstar, now daddy's still giving back to the community, and my daddy can still run and jump and play basketball with me and all those other things, and his body's not beat up because he took care of himself, you know.
Well, that's the key, and that's where I want to bring that out because, you know, you said it right there, you know, Kane, Jericho telling you that you need to try DDP's yoga. And, dude, of all the people, you were, like, the most persistent. And I was like, wow, okay, he gets it. And, you know, like, what was exactly what they said? Like, your body feeling stiff? Like, what was the, you know, attracted to you?
Excuse me. I've always been able to lift a whole lot of weights, run pretty fast, jump pretty high, but I was always still tight. My hips were tight. I had an ACL surgery in 2001 or something like that, and so I still have some scar tissue there. And just my joints, just kind of a combination of, you know, before I started doing DDP yoga, and actually even to be honest with you, after, it's just been recently here, the last 4 or 5 months, I've actually tried to eat better because I've always gotten away with eating whatever I want to eat. And I still could do that and still be fine, but I definitely feel a difference, you know, overall in not eating that much bread, not eating any bread, really, very minimal, and cut down on my carbs, try to eat more lean proteins because, I mean, I live literally right down the street from a Buffalo Wild Wings and a Pizza Hut, and I 2 or 3 times a week, I would always, that was my thing. I come home, and that's actually, Buffalo Wild Wings still is my thing. So I came home today, and me and my boys went to Buffalo Wild Wings, but I can do that now because I have control of my diet. But even my training changed when I started doing DDP yoga because I broke things up more. I only go to the weight room to lift, you know, 2 days a week. I do DDP yoga, and my explosives and plyos and stuff like that, I do all that stuff on the other 3 days. And then I have 2 days technically off. And even when I do the DDP, I consider doing the DDP yoga and my plyo day is a day off because it's a 45-minute workout. You know, I got box jumps, I got all that stuff, and I do red hot core, and then I'm done, you know. But I don't lift that much weight now, and I'm actually leaner. You know, my body fat's going down. And I just feel better. I got more energy, which is hard for a lot of people to believe because I get up so early and I go to bed late and, you know, I do so much and run. But I can definitely, you know, speak from experience of various experiences in life that now at this point in my life, like I feel actually in better shape than I felt like 4 or 5 years ago. And I can honestly say it's just because it's not just the DDP yoga, red hot core, stuff like that, but also just like the mindset that you have to put it with implement it with your other program, you know.
Absolutely.
Flyers, you know, do certain things. I'm not a high flyer. But I want to be fast and I don't want to be a big lumbering guy. I'm a big guy. I'm an athlete, so I want to move like an athlete at all times.
I thought you actually looked bigger, dude, leaner. You know, because that's works, you know? And I caught you, I think it was last week or the week before, and I was like, damn, you know, leaning up. And your body will feel better, you know, A to Z. If anybody has any questions, you want to call in, you can catch 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. I know, Stacy, I think you got some. You got a question over there for Titus, am I right?
Three.
A couple, okay.
Yeah, I got a couple. Okay, I just texted you a bunch of them, but
Okay.
This is from Lee. For both of you, he wants to know, what do you recommend to build your confidence in addition to working out?
You've always had confidence, Titus, but you got to be some. You got to pull yourself up. What do you do?
Well, honestly, I don't know. I don't know if he's a believer or not, but I grew up my entire life being told what I wasn't going to do. I'd never go to college. I'd never go to high school. And I actually was drafted, caught up in that mindset, and I just didn't really care. But then I actually, somebody introduced me to Christ. I felt that Christ was my Lord and Savior, and then my faith grew. And it doesn't matter what denomination you are or whatever it may be. You really need to have a faith. I think faith can help build your confidence, because you start getting to the Word, the Bible. And there's so many inspirational quotes and Bibles in there. Be encouraged, do not worry, do not fear, worry or anything. God gives you power. There's just so much stuff in there that you just feel inspired, and then it's just like now it's like if you repeat something to yourself enough, you'll actually start believing it. You can trick yourself, So my thing would be just wake up every morning. I'm a winner. I was born a winner, regardless of what anybody says or thinks of me. I'm going to continue to walk, talk, and act like a winner, and because I am a winner. And that's like literally what I wake up in the morning and say to myself each day.
Dude, that's awesome. I mean, really, it's all about the positive, mantras that we tell ourselves. My favorite quote, I damn near quote it every time I'm on this show. My favorite quote is, if you say you can or you say you can't, you're right. It was Henry Ford who said that. It's so true. And so often I literally, get knocked down. I get knocked down like everybody else. But, it's like I said at the beginning of the show, it's not about how many times you get knocked down. It's about how you're going to get up again. And just, don't look in the mirror, like Titus said, and say who you are, who you want to be, what you see in your life. And if you're having troubles with that, start to achieve goals. And I mean small little goals, like write it down, make a checklist of stuff you're going to do that day. It starts to make you just feel stronger. So many people today are they feed into the negative energy. One of the things about Scott Hall coming to this house, Jake Roberts is a great example of it. It's about living in a place of positive energy, because everybody here who's at my house, who comes and goes, who spends time here, who stays over here, everyone has a positive attitude. Am I right, Dougie?
Absolutely.
it's all about a positive image and a positive attitude that you put onto yourself. I mean, one of my favorite guys, he went from actually being taped the ankles of the 76ers to owning the team. And he wakes up every morning slapping his hands together and wringing them out and saying, today it's going to be a great day. And that's how you're going to start your day, man. That's how you start it. I hope that in some way helps you, man. A lot of times they'll say, well, that's so cliche. Well, do you know why things are cliche? Because they happen over and over and over and over again. you just got to keep moving forward. Stacey, what's your next one, baby?
Okay, this is from Jason, who wants to know, Titus, what do you think of Joker Phillips being on the coaching staff?
I think the entire coaching staff is actually very good. A lot of guys that have good experiences as a player or as a coach. And Coach Muschamp, man, he obviously being out there in Texas, he has a system, that has worked out there in Texas, has worked out, you know, in different places that he's been, and now it's working. So he knows what kind of guys will fit, you know, his system coaching-wise. He knows what type of mentality he wants to inbred in the team. And, you know, everybody always wants to give the head coach credit, you know, just like the quarterback of the team, but it really is about the people around him. And, you know, a head coach is only as good as his assistants. And so Joker and along with, you know, all the other guys, they just lost, you know, a great defensive coordinator, Dan Quinn, you know. But, you know, like I say, it's not one of those jobs that people dread going to. So it's easy to replace that position. I think, you know, Joker and everyone else is to be University of Florida.
And what's your last one, Stace?
Is Yoga Doc still on the line?
Yes.
Okay, this could be for you. Hi, for you and Dallas. It's sort of a food question, food nutrition, from Michael Kitchen, who's got low sugar problems. And he wants to know how to follow, he said, what he calls the diet, but I think what he means is, you know, the eating lifestyle that we recommend. How does he stick to that while getting the sugar that his body needs? And he's taking a beta blocker, Atenol, and will that impede any results for weight loss?
Dallas, you're going to have to answer that one, because the only thing I did was cut out breads and start eating.
What about you, Doc? I'll finish up after you.
Well, as far as the Atenol is concerned, you know, everybody has a different response to it. And you know, the most important thing to do right off the bat is to go right into looking at the you know, looking at what the possible side effects are. He needs to, of course, talk to his medical doctor about what his goals are in regard to that. But as far as, you know, sugar is concerned, you know, first of all, it depends on what tier of the diet he's looking at. Because obviously tier one and tier two, you know, will, especially tier one, allows for, and you're saying sugar, any carb is a sugar, and it's easily absorbed. And we do talk about having eating fruits, you know, of course, organic fruits between meals. Organic juicing is, you know, is pure sugar from the earth. And I would imagine that he would be able to handle that. It doesn't only have to be gluten-free cookies, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but, you know, as far as just keeping his blood sugar balanced and such. Was it about blood sugar balance, or was it about getting sugar into his system?
I think getting enough. Mm-hmm. Getting enough. So that can be from a number of different things, not just
right. Super
sweet foods, yeah.
But, no, but there's so much. That's one of the reasons I tell people try not to eat so much fruit after, like, 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Right. But if you're going to pick up a Snickers candy bar as opposed to an apple, take the apple. You know, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to be healthy, you know, once in a while you might want to have the chocolate. But, you know, it's funny because Linda, who, you know, she's like our den mother here, you know, keeps all the insanity together. And she's been amazing. She lost 19.5 pounds the first month. She's tearing it down this month as well. But this morning, when we all got together after the workout, Jake goes, "You got to talk to Linda." I go, "Where is she?" He goes, no. "You got to talk to Linda, and you got to get it on camera." Because anytime Jake does anything, you know, we all sit around, and, like, you guys don't get to see so much stuff. Because we're filming a documentary here, and we never know what we're going to use or what we're not. And so I come up to Linda. I go, "Do you need me?" She goes, Yes. I just want to get it over with. I go, "What's up?" I go, "All right, I know you want to wait for the camera." "Steve!" I call Steve, get the camera, walk over, and I go, I'm thinking, what could she possibly tell me that's so bad? And then she tells me, "I went by Chick-fil-A." She goes, "And I had the chicken McNuggets, and then I drank a milkshake. I don't know why I did that." I start laughing. I go, "That's what this problem is about?" She goes, "Yes." She goes, "I was doing so good. I just don't know how." And then we just sat down and talked about it because, you know, people who have problems with food, and that's what we, you know, we show everything here, and that put this piece up. And, you know, addictions to food are just as strong as addictions to cigarettes or addictions to booze, you know. So you've got to, and it's really about understanding choices. Like, because we talk about, you know, gluten-free and dairy-free, the only reason we push that so much is because we want people to try it for 2 or 3 weeks. Because if you do and you don't feel really different, go back and eat all you want. But I will guarantee you, and Titus, you're going to come to this point at some point, and I know because it's who you are, you're going to pick up the phone and go, okay, D, I'm going to try it. My body's starting to feel a little too sore right now, and I want to knock this out. Because for me, my brother, who's a nutritionist too, for 20, you know, probably 12 years, you know, was telling me, you don't want to hurt so much, stop eating wheat and dairy. I go, I'm not doing that. I mean, just, and nobody knew about that, but he did, and a couple other choice people did. And I was like, I'm not doing it. I wasn't ready. And then Terry Lang, who will be our guest next week, next week, she's the first one to introduce me to it because she was a celiac, and it didn't happen to her till 6 years ago. At 55 years young, she got hit with the celiac disease, which she had her whole life. It just didn't come out. It's dormant. Bang, it comes out. It hit her on her ass, knocked her on her ass. And so I watched her body change after she gave up wheat and dairy and gluten and all that. And I watched her energy go through the roof. And at one point, about 3.5 years ago, I said, F it. I'm going to give it a shot. And in 3 weeks, I thought it was just in my head how much better I felt. But in 3 months later, I felt like I lost 15 years. I mean, I literally felt like I went from 53 to 38. Like, it was amazing to me. And those of you who do the workouts and you know the wake-up workout, which is part of the combo pack, it's 10 minutes. You start in bed. You go to the floor. By the time you get off the floor and start moving around, you feel like you got oil for the Tin Man or Tin Woman. I developed that workout because I did it every single day for years. And I mean years I did it for. And then once I eliminated wheat and gluten and dairy from my diet, I have never done that workout again. If you come to my house, and Dougie, how hard was our workout this morning?
It was, I don't know. You know, I've worked out with you so many times. It was a good workout. It was a really,
it really
good
challenging?
Not really challenging, no.
But the middle of it.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
How was it on my end? You see me, was I making it really challenging on my end?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I took it to a different level. I gave everybody the modifications just like I do during, you know, you got the DVDs there. But live, I show you how to do them, and then I do what I want. And I push myself through the roof like I can do every day because I don't have that shit in my joints anymore. That's why I feel the way I feel, because of how I eat. And how you eat, Jake Roberts is another amazing example, like Arthur Borman. And Scott Hall, would you see the videos of Scott Hall where he's starting, where he can't go from standing to the ground without the use of a chair, and how he can't get up without one? Well, where do you see him 3 weeks from now, a month from now, 2 months from now? He's going to get stronger and stronger, and that guy is going to disintegrate, and the new guy who was the old Scott Hall is going to come back, and he's going to boggle people's mind. I honestly believe that. So, and he believes it. That's what's important. We got some callers on the phone here, and I want to bring on our first one. I believe his name is Thomas. Are you online, buddy?
Yes, I am.
Well, I appreciate you calling in the show. Just let me say, anybody else wants to call in the show, call in at 347-994-1216. 347-994-1216. Stacy, put that on the chat room, and anybody has any questions, Stacy, you can always pop her over there, and we'll pop it up. We got a few more minutes. We're going to be talking on the show, so I'm sure we'll get everybody in. Thomas, welcome to the show, buddy.
Yeah, I got a question for Titus.
Cool. Yeah. What do you got?
I just want to know what it's like to be away from his family, like, all year long.
It's an adjustment. You know, you don't really get adjusted. It's an adjustment that you have to make that you never really get adjusted to. But I see my kids every week when I come home. You know, sometimes it's a day, sometimes it's 2 days, and, you know, sometimes it's 3 or 4 days, which is awesome, you know. But my kids are 6 and 8 years old, you know, and so I miss a lot, you know, like with football games sometimes and basketball and stuff. But every time I'm home, I'm home. You know, I don't go out. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't, you know, like when I'm home, I'm home. You know, if I'm not with my kids, you know, I'm at, you know, I'm going to work out, or I'm either speaking at different schools or speaking at different functions or, you know, doing fundraising or whatever. You know, I'm occupying my time, you know, in a positive way. And so my kids understand that, you know, Daddy's not going to be doing this forever, you know, but they're proud of their father. You know, they're proud that, you know, whether I'm a heel or a baby face, they're proud that, you know, they can go to school, you know, and their daddy's, you know, like a hero, you know, and a positive one at that. And so I take pride in coming home and, you know, doing stuff with them, going to dinner. You know, people say, you know, how is it, you know, a guy your size, 6'6", 270 pounds, run around in a laser tag room, you know. But I enjoy that stuff. I enjoy, you know, going bowling. I enjoy, you know, being at the bounce house and stuff like that. Like, all, you know, my kids are like my getaway from a very hectic road schedule, very hectic business. You know, Dallas has, you know, been in it, you know, through some rough patches and everything else in between. He's been at the top of the world in the business, and he knows it's hustle, hustle, hustle. You got people pulling at you here and there. So I come home, and I would recommend this, whether you're a WWE superstar or you're a guy that's a school teacher or a coach or whatever, man, any time that you can get with your kids, no matter how old they are, take advantage of it, because those kids are going to get older, and they're going to become men and women. And they'll remember stuff like my sons are 6 and 8, but my oldest, he remembers stuff that we did at 3 years old, you know, which was before I even got into this business. And you know, I take them golfing and stuff. The stuff that I enjoy doing, they enjoy doing. So it's cool. But I would tell any father, man, you know, whether you're with the mother or not, I'm divorced, been divorced for 4 years, but me and my ex-wife are actually better off now then we work together, which is cool, because, you know, we both have an understanding that it's not about us, it's about our children. And I didn't grow up with my biological father, so never met him a day in my life. So to me, being a father comes before anything else. You know, if I had to stop being, you know, a WWE superstar today, you know, because of something at home, I would have no problem walking away. I have other things that I have that will help me, you know, maintain and be fine. So, and everybody can't say that, you know, but it's important to me, and I'm glad. That was a very good question, man. A lot of times, you know, I go to school and people ask, you know, have you ever fought John Cena? Who you want to fight? You know, who you want to do? It's like, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, you know, hey, you know, how were you as a youth? You know, what did you grow up in? How did you get out of this? You know, that's the stuff that drives me.
That's an awesome answer. Hope that helped you out there, Thomas. Our next question, we have Travis up. Travis, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, awesome, man. How are you?
Good. That's just great. You know, Titus, I think you and Darren got the whole Mr. No Days Off thing all mixed around. I think I think you're the one that needs to take that whole moniker right there. So you're excellent, man. You sound like you are go 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah, if idle mind is the devil's workshop. You know, if you sit around long enough, you'll find some kind of, you know, even if you're not trying, you'll find something stupid to do. You might get hooked on a stupid television show that, you know, whatever, you know. So I like to stay busy, because I know at the end of the day, you know, I'm here for a purpose. Everybody's here for a purpose. And if you know, like DDP is doing with Changing Lives with DDP Yoga, giving people an opportunity to live a better life, you know, that's what we all should strive for, is to live a better life. You don't have to be rich, you know, you don't have to make millions and millions and millions of dollars, you know, because I know I have a lot of friends that are millionaires that are miserable, you know, and it's because they have no confidence, and they live through the things that they can buy and stuff like that, and that's not really what life is about. You know, life is about having inner peace, and having an understanding of your purpose. What are you placed here for? You know, I know I'm placed here to inspire. I'm placed here to help many people, and everybody's got a different call. And school teachers are some of the greatest examples of people that have an unselfish lifestyle, because they get paid like nothing, but they have the greatest responsibility of changing the world, you know, with raising and teaching our kids. So
that's awesome, man. That's great. I know I take advantage, try to do as much of my son as I can. In fact, we just got back into doing judo and jiu-jitsu over the last few months, just before I started back into the DDP yoga, and I found it. And you know, and I actually, you know, and I, and that's something I wanted to make a goal towards there. Not just, you know, taking my son to judo and watch him do judo from the sides. Actually, you know, throw on a gi, get on the mat, and do judo with him, or do jiu-jitsu.
Right.
That's what we all, and because those are the times we're going to make memories, and those are the things we're going to take away, and that's what's going to develop them. So. I totally buy into that 100%.
Oh, that's awesome, man! Thank you for calling in, Brett. That's a great question there too. And Titus, I'm just listening to you talk, man. I had so much respect for you to begin with, you know, just hanging out with you, getting spending special time working out, and just talking about life in general. But you are an awesome role model, bro. I'm so glad you came on this show, man. We got one more question before we're going to close it down. Do we have any? I think you have one over there too, Stacy. But let me get this one last call off the phone here. Corey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Corey, how are you, man? Welcome to the show.
I'm pretty good. I'm coming up on my 30-day check-in on Friday.
Awesome, man. Awesome. How's everything been going?
Oh, it's great, man. I feel awesome. My question is actually for you and Yoga Doc, because my mom wants to get into DDP yoga. We've been doing the Diamond Dozen with her, and we have to modify a lot because she has muscular dystrophy, and she has a lot of eye problems and vertigo and stuff. But she also has, like, no gallbladder and diabetes. And so I'm trying to figure out what I can do to, like, modify the diet for her so that she can eat, you know, the foods that – I mean, she's also kind of a picky eater too, so it's tough. So, I mean, have you got any suggestions for me?
Doc?
Yeah. Well, as far as the diet is concerned, once again, I mean, I would think that the diet is amazingly good for anyone with blood sugar issues, because the whole idea behind the diet and the way it's set up is to turn the body into a fat burning, a fat utilization and fat burning instrument, as opposed to just going after sugar. You know, it also depends on what kind of diabetes she has, and you know, you've got the diet, and you have the program, yes, and the program guide, the nutrition guide,
yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the big problem is with a lot of the leafy greens and the vegetables and stuff. They cause her a lot of digestive issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With that being said, you know, at that point you've got to look at possibly what she may have some sensitivities to certain foods at this point. If you're dealing with leafy greens, sometimes they're best digested steamed. Have you tried to do them steamed rather than raw or juiced?
Yeah. It's still the same issue. I mean, it's she has digestive issues with pretty much everything she eats, but, you know, so it kind of makes her reluctant to change anything about her diet.
Hmm. And she wants to kind of stick with, what is she looking at now?
Right now she just kind of eats whatever she wants, which I'm trying to deter her from that. But,
reason why she feels
know.
Like she feels.
Yeah,
this is one of those situations, usually in the presence of a lot of, you know, opportunity for change. We do, in my office, and many, you know, holistic doctors will actually do what's known as an IgG4 food sensitivity test, which is a blood test. It's also known as an ALCAT test. These tests are set up to basically take your blood, mix it against 92 or 100 plus foods to see what your sensitivities are to, because it's very possible that she may have some sensitivities to certain vegetables. It happens. But the long story short on that is that as soon as something comes back and tells them you need to back up from this, you need to eat more of that, the first thing they say is, you mean I can't eat my cereal and milk in the morning? You know, they get very, very, very possessive. All of a sudden, it's their food. not exactly sure where she is with that, but you know, the first step is you've got to, first of all, you got to know what it is that's causing the digestive issues, and then on top of that, you've got to find somebody wherever you may be that can actually help counsel her through that, and hopefully you would hope that the doctor can do that, but you know,
most doctors.
Go ahead.
You know, most doctors.
I'm teeing it up for you, bro.
Yeah, I know. Most doctors don't, you know, they don't eat right. And they, a lot of them really don't even know about nutrition, which boggles my mind. You know, like, okay, you understand why I'm sick, but what am I eating that's bad for me? Oh, you don't know. And most of them really just don't know. Now, doctors of nutrition who really get into it, that's where I've gotten my education. I'm just a wrestler. I'm just repeating to you guys what works for me. Okay, and it works for me with something I've taught. One of my favorite nutritionists, he's 84 years old. His name is Dr. Fred Bishy. He's my brother's mentor, and he can still run 20 miles on the beach. He's 84. And I can remember talking to him about, you know, getting my eating to where it is today, and I would ask him a question about giving up this or giving up that, and he would say, Paige, if you stop eating, drinking, he said, no. He said, if someone stops doing crack, they're going to get better. So it's like, if they're eating five Milky Ways, if they eat one Milky Ways, it's better. So it's all about breaking it down. Now, as far as your mom, you know, it's all about eating real foods. And that's all I try to get people to do, eating real foods. You look at wheat, you look at dairy, you look at corn, all of it's been genetically modified. That's all I'm saying. Look it up on the internet. Titus, before we let you go, I know Doug wanted to say something to you. He's sitting right here next to me.
Hey, I want to just say, you know, it's great to hear that, you know, you're such a positive role model, especially being a single father, because I'm one also. So that's just wonderful to, you know, that you have a great relationship with your ex, too, and you spend so much time with your kids. So kudos to you, man. That's awesome, you know, to show with what you're doing out there, how busy you are, that you put your family and your kids first and foremost.
Yeah, man. That's what I had them before I had this, you know. And it's no different than when I was playing football. You know, people always say, "What's your first priority?" You know, my first priority is in college is to get me a. You know, I felt like, okay, the University of Florida is using me, so I'm going to use them. I'm going to get as much education from this school as possible, free education as I can. And utilize it because, you know, I could play one, you know, I can go out there and hurt myself and be done for the rest of my life as far as football is concerned. But if I get an education, which I did, I got an undergrad and a master's degree from there. I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Where'd you get your master's degree in?
My master's degree is in administrative education.
Awesome.
And I graduated undergrad in 3 years and then my master's in my fourth year there.
Wow, why are you playing football? That's impressive.
Yeah, yeah. And I was student body vice president, so.
Yeah. Well, like I said.
I can tell any kid, any high school kid that tells me, you know, man, it's just so hard to go to tutoring, you know, and when we got practice, I'd be dog tired and this and that, and I'd tell them quick, man, get the hell out of here. I did this, I did this, I did this, and I did this, and I grew up with nothing. I didn't have a father telling me, you need to be here at such and such. I had a single mom, three brothers. We grew up in the projects, poor as dirt, and then I went to the boys' ranch, and life changed after that. So I don't want to hear, you know, what you can't do. Because it can be done. And don't tell me it has nothing to do with race, color, creed, or anything. It has to do with heart. If you got it in your mind, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to change my life. That's what you're going to do in anything.
Quote Henry Ford once again, if you say you can or you say you can't, you're right. Think about that, everybody. I want to thank you, Titus, so much for coming on here because I was always, you know, since I've met you, I've been a huge fan of yours. But now I'm even more a fan and a mark of yours, who you are as a man and what example that you set out there. And you just don't talk the talk. You walk it, brother. And I love it, and I appreciate you coming on the show. And I'm so proud that you're part of this whole DDP yoga thing we're doing. Stacy, I want to thank you so much for coming on tonight and being a part of this. And, of course, you, Robert, and my boy Doug. Hey, man. Hey,
yeah.
Guys. thanks for coming, man. I really appreciate you being on the show tonight, and everybody for listening. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous, but see ya! Kept it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
The Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.